6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. And you know what that date means? It means there's only one day left of our end of summer sale. Today and tomorrow. I guess you could say 2 days. But, you know, I have to remind you again, please don't wait till the last minute. We got great savings on this. For those of you just dialing in that haven't heard about it, if you spend under $100, you get 10% off. If you spend under $200, you get 15% off. If you spend over $200, you get 20% off. And the hits just keep on coming. The sale is on all items in stock except for dropship. Anything that's dropship is excluded from the sale. However, if you've been on the Power Mall, you know we have hundreds of products that we have spent 2 decades researching, and it's for that reason that we've got Frank Davis with OptiVita Products talking about the digestive enzymes and basic essentials and all the other great stuff they have. At the bottom of this hour, Frank will be joining us. Daniel Tomlinson will be joining us at the bottom of next hour. He's the Vice President of Advancement at Compass Cares, a pregnancy center based in Buffalo, New York. It's come under attack from the left that don't like the Dobbs decision from the Supreme Court. And he is warning all gains with the Supreme Court could be lost with midterms if we're not careful. So we, you know, it's pretty much everything. It's not just pro-life issues, but we'll be talking about that and focusing on pro-life in the bottom of next hour. So it's one of those sad state of affairs that goes on in America. And there's even, you know, in the world, I've got just a couple of news headlines I want to share. For those of you that do not have our email blast, if you go to thepowerhour.com, you can sign up. It's that easy. And we send them to you every day. You get them in your inbox, and you can listen to archives of the shows. You can get that anyway by going to thepowerhour.com, but you can also listen to the most recent show. Most important thing, staying plugged in. 844-769-2944 is our number to call in case you have some input into any of today's subject matter, any of our discussions, anything we're doing, or you just want to say hi and talk about what is irking you these days. Get it off your chest. We're not a toilet, but we'll let you vent. Europe's winter of chaos. If you think things are bad here because Russia has cut Europe's gas supply to France, the prime minister is warning of future energy rationing. That coupled with what French taxing authorities are doing to people. Yeah, they have deployed AI software to find over 20,000 undeclared swimming pools. Did you know that you have to register your swimming pool if you live in France with the government? Yeah. So now what the taxing authorities have done is they've used AI software with aerial images to identify residential pools and cross-checks the land registry databases in real time to see if the pools were registered with the government. If they weren't, guess what? They just got flagged. The AI tool flags the property for further investigation. Then that means that the taxing agents will send agents out to visit 20,356 homeowners in France who have undeclared pools, and there will be hell to pay. In the meantime, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called on Monday for a growing European Union to agree on a series of changes that would help it overcome internal divisions and stand up to external rivals such as Russia and China. But here's the thing. They want to make the EU bigger, but have less national sovereignty for its members. Sound familiar? It should. I mean, Scholz is just chiming right in there with the World Economic Forum. You got to love that. So those articles will be available on the email blast, and I'm hoping you subscribe to it. Good morning, Brian in Kansas. What's going on?
Well, I'm curious if other people are seeing this. A couple of weeks ago, my son called and said one of his classmates, you know, in his 20s, my son's in his 20s from school, dropped dead, and he was going to have to go to a funeral. And my daughter called the same day freaking out because her 21-year-old boyfriend dropped dead. And now this morning, my son called and said, well, I have to go to another funeral tomorrow. And then I saw a woman out front of my house plow off the road and run into a tree out of the blue. And I thought, man, this stuff is really starting to hit. And I was wondering if other people were seeing the same things.
Well, we are hearing, and I've got some COVID news because I have a feeling, and I know that some people find what I'm about to say obtrusive or invasive. But I don't want them to feel like that because, see, the concern here is that all these kids who are dropping dead were lied to. And or they were going to college, and the college said, in order to get in here, in order for things to be normal, you have to get the jab. And so I'm thinking that if these kids are dropping dead, it's because they had an adverse event as a result of the COVID jab. And so, you know, if your kids have not had the jab and they're still alive and kicking, consider yourself lucky. A majority of us who knew what was going on, that started to listen to the scientists deep dive into this thing. And, of course, a lot of us didn't trust the government anyway. So, I mean, there is a certain percentage of people in the U.S. that just flat out do not trust the government. Anything it says, they're never held accountable. So, you know, basically, I would be asking the question of your son and daughter, Brian, did they get the jab? Did their friends get the jab? You got to find this out. We got to know whether or not they got the jab. So this is what I'd be asking. I know a lot of people think, well, that's their business. I don't want to intrude. But you see, the thing is that we've got this cognitive dissonance thing going on in America. And people are in denial. And they say, oh, well, my son just dropped dead. What does that mean? I don't know. It just means he dropped dead. Well, let's just, well, we can't tell anybody he got the jab because then they would give us the I told you so speech, and we don't need that. So they're in denial. And it's happening. Brian, I'm sorry that your kids are having to go through this, and I'm hoping, I pray to God they didn't take the shot. Because you might be burying your own kids if they did. And I don't like saying that to people, but geez. You know, parents, you have a big impact on what your son or daughter does. They are, after all, your offspring. Not only did you procreate and do as God commanded, but you raised them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And to have them go off and do something, like Clint Eastwood said, cockamamie. I just like that word, cockamamie. It never gets used enough. And I got a message for you, Obama. You're fired. Anyway, so, you know, the thing is I would, I'd seriously be asking your children, if you're really seriously thinking about this, why you would do such a crazy thing. Pfizer is now starting to admit things have gone horribly wrong with its vaccine. And since you called, Brian, I'm going to let you in on some more information about COVID. We're just going to jump right in. Since the rollout of the experimental COVID shots, U.S. health officials have adamantly claimed the shots are safe for pregnant women and their unborn babies. Well, guess what? Now release Pfizer court-ordered data, which the FDA wanted to hide for 75 years, reveal the miscarriage rate among women whose pregnancy outcomes were known was 87.5%. That means if they got the jab, the likelihood of them having a miscarriage is damn near 90%. The true rate may be higher or lower. Pfizer did not record or report pregnancy outcomes for 238 of the 274 women known to be pregnant during the trial. So they misreported the data. The actual miscarriage in that paper, the rate was actually 82%. But still, 4/5 of all the women that got the jab when they were pregnant had a miscarriage. It's just that the VAERS system, as of August 12th of this year, listed 4,941 miscarriages post-COVID jab. The fetal death reports for all other vaccines reported to VAERS system, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, in the last 30 years, is 2,239 fetal deaths. It's pretty crazy out there when you have a government that lies to you. And NFL superstar Aaron Rodgers, you know, he plays the quarterback for Green Bay, has taken aim at the media's witch hunt of both vaccinated and unvaccinated players and explained why he said he was immunized against the virus when he didn't get any of the shots. Rodgers, of course, got on Joe Rogan and started talking all about why he hadn't been vaccinated because he was, in fact, allergic to one of the ingredients, polyethylene glycol. Hello, antifreeze. Yeah, got to have something to tame that mRNA junk until it gets in your system and can start infecting the host. Scotty in Virginia, good morning, sir. How are you doing? You on the road?
Doing great yesterday. Just wanted to give you a quick update about the kid. It's kind of, sorry, Dave, but kind of chokes me up. I'm very grateful that what you've done and very thankful. Shortly after you prayed for Chiquita, you and your audience, she was released to come home. She did have three strokes. And she has three spots on her brain, but she was released to come home. Didn't get to see her at church Sunday. Her husband was there, and she wanted to come, but she just, you know, she couldn't make it to church. So it was really touching from you what you done. And there was other people that really choked up and teared up in her family, and we really appreciate it, Dave. We love you and love your listeners, and God bless you all.
God bless you too, Scotty. I thank you so much for that. It's always know that God works miracles, and it wasn't her time yet. So she's still alive and kicking and able to love others and bless others' lives, and that's a good thing. And we appreciate you letting us know that prayers get answered on this show. We appreciate that. Can I get an amen from everybody out there? I'm watching. Thank you, Scotty. I'm watching, everybody. I better hear that. You know, I better hear it resounding over America. America needs some really heavy-duty praying coming about it now because of the fact that we are in a situation where as we get closer to the election cycle, weird things could start happening. And we don't want that. We have to pray that we're going to get past all that. In fact, news is out now that the high percentage of COVID deaths had a third shot, more excess deaths after the fourth shot, especially the elderly, many of whom have already gotten their first booster shots. And I literally believe that they want to wipe out the elderly because most of them are conservative voters and would not vote if they're dead, obviously. So if we can kill off that population, not only do we not have to pay Social Security anymore and pay for their medical care anymore, we get rid of them, we get rid of the conservative vote, and we can then take over all the rest of the people that are entirely lied to and divided and in each other's case. We've got divisiveness. I mean, this is wonderful. So, you know, all we got to do is just do little favors for the liberals, and then they'll vote for us and put us back in office. You see, that's their thought process. So what the issues were up in Canada, data on the numbers of COVID-19 infections and deaths after vaccine booster injections in two Canadian provinces have been removed. And the removed data, 76% of people died of COVID-19 infections had booster shots. That's the question. The Prince George Citizen, a long-standing Canadian newspaper, had a letter to the editor published within it stating the COVID-19 health outcomes by vaccination status data from the British Columbia Center for Disease Control in the Canadian province of British Columbia was cited in a screenshot. The Rockefeller Foundation Meanwhile, you want to know who's behind all of this? Who's funding it? $7.5 million. Yeah, they want to turn up the heat politically, called the Mercury Project. If you haven't read about it, you will, because we have one in our update. There are links there you can read. In June of 2022, the Mercury Project received another $20 million from the National Science Foundation. And what do you think they're doing? They're pushing the vax, pushing the jab. You know, we already convinced all these people that they would not get COVID if they got the jab. And we've got them all scared. And, you know, we want them to keep getting the boosters. So we need to put out more misinformation and tell them they're safe and effective. And the more boosters you get, the more protected you are, when they know damn well your immune system is going to break down. You will have no immune system by the time you're done with your fourth booster. Kiss it goodbye. CIA, link company now making mRNA for Moderna's reformulated COVID booster shots. Oh, here you go. Wait, there's more. It's the new and improved mRNA Moderna COVID booster shot. And the crowd went wild. Yeah, can we hype this? And nope, sorry, you don't get a new set of Ginsu steak knives when you order the new booster shot. But wait, there's more. Yeah, if the CIA is involved, what do you think they're trying to do? Seriously. And they're going to use this all over the place. UK, oh yeah, the product was approved by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Wow. How many people you think they're going to kill with this booster? Or, in the other alternative, when they turn on 5G and all that graphene oxide is out there floating around in their brains, how many people are all of a sudden going to be suffering instant brain bleeds? I'm asking a question here. I think it's legitimate. Doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, Brian just called and said his kids are going to funerals. Now, how do young people start dropping dead? Unless they got the jab. Somebody's got to ask the question. Did they take the shot? You got to know it. I mean, curiosity, if anything else. Look, I'm not going to condemn you, sir, for telling me, did your kid get the shot? Because obviously the parents are going to be there too, and they're going to be boohooing because, you know, maybe the parents had an influence on the kid. Well, you have to take the booster because the government said so. And now, how do the parents feel? See, because it's all about how do you feel. Were the kids liberal? Were they getting a liberal college education and being influenced by their liberal college professors to do something liberal like take the jab? Well, that's one less voter out there. You see, that's a problem. The Democrat population believed everything the Biden administration told them. And they got a whole bunch of Democrats getting vaccinated. How many of those people who died or adversely affected to where they don't even have a brain left are going to be able to vote at all? So literally, you know, when you look at the rationale behind this, why would a government want to poison or kill and adversely affect its voting base? Why would they want to do that? I mean, is anybody asking that question? They would want to do that because of depopulation. And see, that's another thing everybody's in denial about, that there is an effort to depopulate the U.S. and the rest of the world. I don't care about the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah, we only need 500 million people in the world because we can't survive without it. You know, we don't know who put those Guidestones up. And frankly, I don't care. They're not there anymore. President Trump, in the meantime, wants a redo of the 2020 election immediately because of new FBI revelations that they basically withheld all of the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. I think we've heard, you know, pretty much enough of it. Everybody knows that Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election had this story not been buried, but it was. And so Zuckerberg, you know, told Joe Rogan that, and opened up a whole can of worms. Now Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson want two top FBI officials to appear for an interview to explain details about the agency's alleged interference in the investigation of the laptop. The DOJ says FBI agents, meanwhile, took potentially privileged materials in the Trump raid. You see, when you just let them come in, they take what they want. How do we know they didn't take some of Melania's lingerie for a little fun and games in the closet afterwards? Maybe they got a trans closet at the FBI. Gotta wonder about these people. I mean, if they're willing to go to that extent. And then you got, you know, Texas conservatives, believe it or not. You know, it's just like that movie, Blue Sky. Have you seen that movie yet? I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Blue Sky. Tommy Lee Jones, he stars in it. And you got to wonder, you know, they whitewashed. This was all during the, you know, post-Manhattan Project. And, of course, they hid all this from the media. They were doing underground nuclear testing in the movie. In Nevada. Jessica Lange was in it as well, if you want a pretty face. Put a pretty face with the movie. But Texas conservatives are revolting over a proposed State Board of Education change that will eliminate teaching U.S. Constitution and founding principles in some grade levels while including ideologies on white supremacy, LGBT pride, and gender. Yeah. They better. You know, here again, this is a war, Satan versus God. And in the meantime, because I know we only have a minute left before the break, masked Antifa members armed with AR-15 rifles and handguns, guess what they did? They showed up to guard what was billed as a kid-friendly drag show at a North Texas distillery. Yeah. I mean, this is what they did in Roanoke, Texas. Yeah. Wow. Barrel Babes Drag Brunch. Go look that up. This is insane, folks. Antifa now showing up with AR-15s. Nobody got arrested, did they? We'll be back after the break.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. One day left of our end of summer sale today and tomorrow. Actually, 2 days. All right, fine. Hold me to it. But see, the thing is, don't wait till the last minute, because if you spend over $200, you get 20% off your order. And it's on all current items in stock while supplies last, excluding dropship products. So take advantage of that while you have a chance. And, you know, we have OptiVita products. Also, the new OptiVita digestive enzymes and basic essentials, which I'm taking, they are also on sale. And, Scotty, by the way, I just wanted to let you know, because I know you're listening, tell Chiquita that, you know, we continue to pray for her, that she's going to recover from all this, because it's just amazing how God puts people in your path to help heal you. And I just got rev on that, that something is going to happen significant to help her with that process. So God bless you, sir, for letting us know all that. We appreciate it. Frank Davis from OptiVita Products is on the phone. 20-plus years of his life studying and researching health and nutrition. And so, of course, you know, now, because of the fact he's pretty much nationally known, we'd like to have him on the show to talk about some of the stuff that is on sale right now at our end of summer sale. And the new product, the OptiVita Digestive Enzyme, if you could refresh everybody's memory as far as what's in the new digestive enzymes, what they're for, how they're put together, all that good stuff to encourage people to try it.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me again. You know, all foods basically have enzymes that break those foods down so the body can utilize them. So all the plants, even meat, everything in a raw form has enzymes that are designed to break it down. The problem is, once you heat any food up to 118 degrees, you kill the enzymes. Then that puts additional stress on your body to use metabolic enzymes to try and replace the missing enzymes that are in the food to break those things down. And it puts stress on your body. It weakens your immune system in that process. It's nowhere near as efficient. So in our product, they are all the plant digestive enzymes that you have: protease for protein, amylase for your carbohydrates, lipase for fats. We have a special patented enzymes that break down hard to break down proteins like dairy proteins and gluten. All these things are, you know, enzymes are the life-giving force of foods that literally enable your body to function the way it's supposed to function and enable your body to utilize the nutrients out of the food. So it's absolutely critical that you have enzymes to break down those foods. And then on top of that, you know, they are anti-inflammatory. They help your body in terms of addressing inflammation. Another thing that is interesting, and I had an experiment myself one time. I drew blood, and you could try this, but this is when I first started this. business. I drew my blood, and they put it under a microscope, and you could see the blood, literally, the red blood cells were clumping together. And, you know, it was kind of sluggishly moving through. Then I took this exact formula that we've developed over the years and took the digestive enzymes, pricked my blood 20 minutes later, put it under the scope, and all of those clumps of red blood cells were broken up and free-flowing. So what it really says is it enables your body to it's an energy boost because it's enabling your body to take the blood, you know, throughout your body and distribute it, you know, much more efficiently. So anyway, and plant-based enzymes are 5,000 times more effective than animal-based enzymes. So it's just, this is a very patented product, very, proprietary product. It has probiotics along with that, all for gut health. Anyway, well, answer to a short question.
Got it. Well, that's good. No, because, I mean, some people, I mean, we need to digest this stuff, like the enzymes. Here's the thing. A lot of people out there are taking PPIs, and I mean, I'm going to go ahead and mention, you know, like Tagamet or Prilosec or Nexium or any of those that are either over the counter or, you know, Pantoprazole, Omeprazole, by script or by over the counter. When you compare what these enzymes do, and I'm not asking you to make medical promises or medical, you know, this is all education, folks. This is not, and I'm asking these questions legitimately because a lot of you out there are taking PPIs, and this can't be a good thing because Pfizer makes some of them. So, you know, for those of you who want to get off of PPIs, protein pump inhibitors, basically, it neutralizes the stomach acid. Is that my understanding? And what are these digestive enzymes? If I was to say, I'm not going to take that stuff anymore, and I'm talking about our average listener here, I'm not going to take that stuff anymore. I'd rather take this stuff because it's natural and it's plant-based, and I don't have to worry about subsidizing Pfizer anymore. What kind of effect? I mean, is the shock to the system? I mean, what's it going to do if they switch?
Well,
do we know?
Obviously, I'm a firm believer in nutritional intervention versus drug intervention for the things that we're dealing with. Because I believe God has created, you know, in our plants, in our roots, in our herbs, all the things that we need. And all the pharmaceutical approach does is try and replicate it. They can't patent an apple. They can't. So they have to create something like pine bark, you know, which is aspirin, you know, or some of these things that they actually, there is a natural remedy out there for virtually anything that we have. So obviously I believe that when you're giving your body things like these digestive enzymes, along with those probiotics, not only does it break down the food enable, but you are, enhancing your microbiome, your gut health, which is creating some of the problems you're trying to address. Obviously, if you're taking some of these inhibitors that, you know, like the Nexium or whatever that, you know, for acid reflux or all those things, they're all based on poor digestion and poor breaking down of the food or some form of allergic reaction to, because they are not, you know, if you're lactose intolerant, it's because you don't have the enzyme lactase that's breaking that down. And that's why you have gluten intolerance. And with this particular product, it has the enzyme in there that will break that gluten down. So if you would normally suffer some of the the reaction to eating gluten, it will pretty well eliminate that. I'm not suggesting that if you are celiac that you can go ahead and do that, you know, but again, to your point, I think it would make a huge difference, and I think you would notice it would perform better overall than trying to take a drug to address these problems.
Well, majority of the people that are taking it for one reason and one reason only, heartburn. And so right. I'm just alluding to the fact that, you know, if we get rid of the problem that's causing the heartburn, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with diet. But, I mean, I can't, you know, for example, there's a lot of people out there that are taking Prilosec, and they like coffee, like me. They like coffee. And so, you know, they're trying to figure out a way to say, hey, I don't want to do this. I still like my coffee, but if I don't take this, I'm going to have heartburn. And have you done any studies to show, as far as heartburn control, whether these digestive enzymes are useful for that?
Well, again, I think there's multiple studies out there, and you brought the point up, and I'll do a little more digging because I've seen them in the past, but I just can't pull it off the top of my head. But the heartburn is basically what's caused from your inability of your body to break those foods down properly, and it's causing indigestion, it's causing heartburn. I think that they would notice. I probably get more response on the digestive enzymes than any other product because it's something they notice immediately. It's a lot of them, like you're taking vitamin D or you're taking vitamin C. It's not something that you're just going to say, oh, that made a difference. But when you take the digestive enzymes and you've been struggling with any form of digestive problems, or whether it be the heartburn or indigestion or acid reflux, and you notice a difference, you definitely notice a difference. Even, as I mentioned, the energy. And so of all the products I have, that one I get the most feedback in terms of somebody experiencing an immediate response and difference.
Okay. I'll bite. I'll have to put that on my order list for digestive enzymes. I'm taking the basic essentials right now, Frank. To be honest with you, I know that it takes a little bit of time. You can't just take a couple of these and then all of a sudden you get instant results. It just doesn't work that way. Vitamins takes time, and then of course your diet has a lot to do with it too. So basic essentials. You have the Complete Essentials 30-pack, the Basic Essentials, which is new, and I'll let you explain to the listeners, if you would, the difference between the two, besides the price. And they're both on sale, by the way, at our end of summer sale.
Yeah. Well, I think most people, when they realize that they are not getting the nutrients out of the foods, you know, they're eating, you know, processed foods, they're eating not eating you know, fresh fruits and vegetables as much as they should, et cetera. So most people recognize that, and they want to take a multiple vitamin, something that says I'm supplementing my nutrition that I know I'm not getting out of my foods. The problem is the nutritional industry, so to speak, and supplement industry, for all intents and purposes, is the pharmaceutical industry. All these vitamins that you find in drug stores or health food stores are synthetic chemicals produced in laboratories, whereas vitamins in nature are a compound that come in foods. So when you think of a vitamin C, for example, in nature, it comprises of this complex of bioflavonoids, rutin, J factor, vitamin K, vitamin P, and ascorbic acid as the outer protective shell. Well, so, you know, you think of an orange or you think of an acerola cherry, they're high in vitamin C content. And that is the way you want to get it. Well, sometimes it's hard to, you know, because of our modern farming techniques, we don't know if it has the vitamins in there it's supposed to have because of the length of time of from harvest to consumption, the use of pesticides, herbicides, whatever, all of the things that degradate and take away from the nutrient value of those foods. So what we've done is we take foods that are grown in nutrient-rich soils, organic, non-GMO. We have a proprietary process that we can reduce them to a powder form or into an extract, and then we measure them. We will actually submit it to a laboratory to say how much vitamin C, whole food vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E are in there. And then we compile that, and that is what Basic Essentials is. It has all those whole food vitamins, minerals as they come from plants. Everything that's in Basic Essentials is from a whole food. And it is those essentials that the body needs. All the vitamins, all the minerals, it has the probiotics, it has digestive enzymes. It does not have all the things that we have in Complete Essentials, the herbs and the greens and other things that, you know, just are why we call it complete, because it just rounds it out. Instead of just giving your body the basic nutrients it needs every day, it just says, let's take it to the next level and just really supercharge your body. So, you know, that's kind of the difference. But they're both essentially the same in terms of they're both whole food, vitamin, mineral, antioxidant, and the complete just adds a bunch more stuff to it to help your body, primarily those that are compromised in some form or fashion that need extra help above and beyond the basic nutrients of vitamins and minerals that you get out of Basic Essentials.
All right, so both of these are on sale right now, and depending on how much you order, has everything to do with the discount. Now, there's some other stuff that Optavita carries that they make that we carry here on the Power Mall, and we're going to talk about those here. We still have some time left in this segment about the line of silver products, and we're talking about silver gel, silver lozenges, and the silver liquid. And they all round out to about 10 parts per million. I know we talked about that the last time that you were on the show, Frank, and you might want to reiterate a little bit about the value of it, because I believe it was you that said something about being able to take the gel or the liquid. And like, for example, if you have an earache and actually put the stuff in your ear and get rid of it. People have done it.
Absolutely.
I did that with my wife the other day because her ear was hurting, and I put some of the silver gel on a cotton swab. I ran out of the liquid.
No. The silver product, you know, to me are absolutely mind-boggling what they do. You know, the liquid, we 10 parts per million. It's called nanosilver. It's the most studied, the patented. There are over 500 clinical studies supporting this. There are studies at major universities showing that nanosilver in vitro killed over 146 pathogens, including staph, including MRSA. You know, it's also so safe that I would give it to a baby. You know, it is in the form of it. The nanosilver is a technology that enables that silver molecule to be bound to a water molecule that it will never come out of solution. Unlike other forms of silver, like ionic silver, colloidal silver, you have to take massive amounts of it in order to get the benefit, but it doesn't stay in solution, and it can come out and accumulate, and that's why some people who take massive amounts of it year after year end up with a condition called argyria, a blueing of the skin. It's impossible with our nano 10 parts per million silver. In fact, we have the developer of this particular process for 30 years has taken silver every single day and took a in-depth blood test of him shows no trace of silver in the body, because it goes in and out of your body within 12 hours, and it does, you know, its job in terms of it's an antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, anti-mold, you know, basically anything. So the topical gel, you know, anything that you have, it has, you know, it's called a wound healer. If you have a burn, a sunburn, scrape, an injury that you want, or you have some skin condition like rosacea, or you have eczema, or anything like that, it will, it's a miraculous what it'll do. So I would, you know, I have so many testimonials of that. It's just mind-boggling.
And then the silver lozenges, which I still have some of, because every time we think we have a cough coming on, man, we pop that one of those suckers in, and there's no cough anymore.
Well, the silver lozenges, you know, it was developed. I tried to get the patent for it, and it was just tough. But we were the first ones to come out with the silver lozenges. And the point is, it takes a period of time, a couple of minutes of contact with the germ for it to kill it. So it was important to have something instead of just gargling the liquid for, you know, 6 minutes. You could be sucking on a lozenge, and then and not only does it address sore throat, but any bacteria in the bad bacteria in the mouth, where a lot of germs and disease start, including bad breath, it will address that. And, you know, in this age where we now are dealing with, you know, viruses like the SARS virus, et cetera, there's basically only two ways it gets into your body. One is through your mouth and the other is through your nose. So sucking on a lozenge when you're out in public or you think you could be exposed, and spraying the liquid up your nose, like on a plane or whatever, that's a protocol I do all the time. Anytime I think I might be exposed or I'm in a group, I do that. I suck on a lozenge, I spray up and it's kind of like putting on the whole armor, you know, to say I'm going to prevent it from coming in. And it's just incredible. And I think we shared last time that just last year, the National Institute of Health did a study on nanosilver, and they identified specifically the particle size and the concentration that, and the title of the of this, and it was published on what Med, what do you call it?
PubMed.gov.
PubMed. Yeah, they published on there that the title of it said nanosilver proven to be potent antiviral against SARS-2. So, you know, you got the endorsement of the U.S. government saying it does it. We studied it. It kills the SARS virus. I mean, what more do you want? And so, you know, taking the liquid, taking the lozenges, using the gel as a hand sanitizer, because it is so much more effective than the alcohol-based. It'll last a minimum of 4 hours on your hands, unlike alcohol-based. It'll last seconds. So, you know, it's taking the armor that you need to protect yourself in today's toxic environment.
And for those of you who are wanting the silver liquid, we are also at the Power Mall selling the spray accessory kits, which if you are really worried and you are still wearing a face mask, I pray to God you're not, but we have the O2 Today face mask, which are different because they're kind of like the N95s, and you can actually use your spray accessory kit to spray the silver liquid inside your face mask. So, yeah, I guess there is, you might want to elaborate just a little bit with the couple of minutes we have left in the segment, Frank, about what that does when you spray it in your mask.
Well, again, because it's an antiviral, antimicrobial, it would kill the pathogens before they would, you know, if they could make it through the mask, they would kill it on contact. But what it also does is it enables you to actually use that mask multiple times. And there was, a major university study doing exactly that and showing what the effectiveness. They sprayed the mask with the silver, and then they exposed it to the bacteria, the virus, and showed how effective it was in killing it and enabling you to use multiple uses of that mask because it kept it, so to speak, bacteria virus free.
Gotta love that. All right, so we still have yet to cover the krill oil, the vitamin D, and the vitamin C, also, which are on the sale, which is happening up until tomorrow, and then it's over. It's our end of summer sale. So that's one of the reasons why, and this is not an infomercial, we're actually giving you data so that you can make a smart buying decision when you're on the Power Mall. And so, this is one of the reasons we're going to keep Frank over till after the top of the hour break. And then we're going to continue our conversation because I want to get to the rest of these products here that we didn't get to in this segment. So those of you interested, if you're not putting that on your checklist of things to get at the end of summer sale, you should be. We'll be back with Frank Davis and more. And if you want to call in and ask, toll-free line number is 844-769-2944 if you have a question or a testimonial you want to give on OptiVita products. Love to hear from you. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.